go. How can you predict against an African team?
You asked me to predict, right?
Thank you so much for listening to the Back Page right here on RCV. I've been your host, Jane Duntamumba, the Bola Queen, alongside Akiengo Mulingi and Pondo Moses. I know that anything is
possible.
Officer to face disciplinary action after unlawful discharge of an AK-47 rifle. Construction of 8.2 million kwacha Mukupa Katandula Road in Kaputa progresses. And jihadists on 200 motorbikes storm Niger Army base. With the main news, I'm Chimba Chiloba. Police Public Relations Officer Ray Hamonga says members of the public reported an incident regarding the unlawful discharge of a firearm by a police officer today, Saturday, June 21, 2025, at 7:10 hours from Woodlands Police Station through Baoleni Police Post. The report led to the apprehension of Constable Zuka of the paramilitary unit. Mr. Hamonga said it is alleged that he unlawfully discharged an AK-47 rifle in a public area within Baoleni compound. The incident occurred around 6:30 hours today as the officer was immediately disarmed and taken into custody, and a firearm, an AK-47 rifle, has since been recovered and secured, said Mr. Hamonga in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Hamonga revealed that the officer has since been moved to Woodlands Main Police Station, where he remains in custody and will be charged accordingly as he is expected to appear in court soon. The Zambia Police has condemned any form of misconduct by its officers and reiterates its commitment to upholding the highest standards of professionalism, discipline and accountability.
Woodlands Police Station through Berlin Police Force today, 21st June 2025 at 0710 hours, received a report from concerned members of the public regarding the unlawful discharge of a firearm by a police officer. The report led to the apprehension of Constable Zuka of paramilitary unit. Incident occurred around 06:30 hours today. The officer was immediately disarmed and taken into custody, and the fireman AK-47 rifle has just been recovered and secured. The officer has just been moved to Woodlands Police Station, where he remains in custody and will be charged accordingly. He is expected to appear in court soon.
The Lusaka City Council, LCC, has drilled two commercial boreholes in Ilai Ward 4 of Chama constituency in an effort to address water challenges in the area. In December 2024, the council awarded the contract to PNR Drilling and Exploration Limited to execute the project at a total cost of 366,374.40 kwacha, funded by the Ward Development Fund. LCC Assistant Public Relations Manager Nyambe Bulumba says the initiative aims to alleviate water shortages that have significantly impacted the daily lives of residents in the area. One borehole has been equipped with a 10,000-litre tank and solar panels to ensure continued access during power outages, while the other has been fitted with a hand pump for manual use, said Mr. Bulumba in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Bulumba said this development addresses the needs of the community by reducing the long distances previously travelled to access clean water. The council has appealed to residents to safeguard the infrastructure against vandalism to prolong its lifespan and ensure continued benefit.
In an effort to address water challenges in Lai Ward 4 of Chama constituency, the Lusaka City Council has drilled two commercial boreholes in the area. In December last year, the council awarded the contract to PNR Drilling and Exploration Limited to undertake the project at a total cost of 366,374 kwacha funded by the World Development Funds. The council also reaffirms its commitment to delivering essential services including water provision to the people of the land and the broader city of Lusaka.
Construction works on the 8.2 million kwacha Mukupa Katandula Road in Kaputa District, Northern Province, has reached an advanced stage with 16.3 kilometers completed out of the total 21.3 kilometer stretch. The project, which involves thorough grading and compacting of the road base, is being undertaken by the Zambia National Service, ZNS, in collaboration with the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU, and the Road Development Agency, RDA. Northern Province Minister Leonard Mbao, who inspected the ongoing work, expressed satisfaction with the progress. The road, previously in a deplorable state, had left residents isolated from other districts, and now once opened, it will now provide a linkage to neighboring areas such as Nsama District, Mr. Mbao said. Mr. Mbao also highlighted the economic significance of the project, such as agricultural markets, which he said farmers will be able to transport produce to other provinces, opening up to new markets. Meanwhile, Lieutenant Colonel Isaac Chilofia, ZNS Land Development Kasama Branch Commanding Officer, said 70% of the roadworks have been completed and the project is expected to finish within the next 30 days. And RDA Regional Manager Benny Kashimoto emphasized the focus on building for longevity. Minister of Finance and National Planning, Stumbeko Msokotwane, attended a high-level meeting on the Matei Plan and the EU Global Gateway, a common effort with the African continent, which was co-chaired by Giorgia Meloni, Prime Minister of Italy, and Ursula von der Leyen, President of the European Commission, in Rome, Italy, on 20th June 2025. The Matei Plan is a new initiative being spearheaded by the Italian government to transform relations and cooperation with the African continent from one that is focused on charity to one that is premised on mutually beneficial partnerships while addressing the many challenges faced by Africa. The plan also aligns fully with the European Union's Global Gateway Strategy, which aims to direct up to 150 billion euros of public and private investments towards the African continent by 2027. Dr. Msokotwane emphasized that Zambia is transitioning from selling raw material resources to developing industries that add value to those resources, thus creating more jobs and economic activity along the Lobito Corridor. He indicated that the engagement was a testament to the shared vision for sustainable development in Africa. Meanwhile, Dr. Msokotwane signed and exchanged a letter of intent with the African Development Bank for the construction of 550 kilometers of a railway line from Chingola to the Angola border and 260 kilometers of main road within the corridor from Chisese to Mwinilunga and Jimbe. He also expressed Zambia's appreciation to the government of Italy, the EU and development partners for demonstrating leadership and commitment to strengthening a partnership with Africa built on mutual respect, shared prosperity and long-term transformation. This is contained in a press statement issued by the Embassy of Zambia to RCV News in Lusaka today. In African news, more than 200 gunmen on motorbikes have attacked a Niger army base near the border with Mali, leaving at least 34 soldiers dead, the country's defense ministry said. The attackers, described by the ministry as mercenaries, raided the base in the western town of Bani Bangu on Thursday, injuring 14 other soldiers. The ministry said that its forces killed dozens of terrorists in the battle. Coming up shortly, Israel-Iran war enters second week amid failed talks. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Make Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. The second week of Israel-Iran war started with a renewed round of strikes despite talks between European ministers and Iran's top diplomat. Friday's talks, which aimed at de-escalating the fighting between the two adversaries, lasted for 4 hours in Geneva but failed to produce a breakthrough. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump continued to weigh his country's military involvement and concerns sparked over potential strikes on nuclear reactors. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines.